60 seconds from the shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And you may have already seen it on our website or on our social media, but we're starting a brand new summer challenge where people can text in to 78592 and tell us where they want to see Jose walk this summer.
What?
It's a brand new contest where Jose will walk 25 miles a day
for four
straight days. 100 miles total.
That's so cool. Are you doing it for charity, Jose?
No, he's not doing it for any charity or cause. It's just because he wants to get himself into summer shape.
Oh,
no,
25's
a lot. Look,
yeah,
I agree to tan 25 minutes a day, maybe, tops.
No, if you need to get new shoes, buddy.
Yeah, I do.
You need to get some blisters in those.
Yeah.
I mean, we're hoping that this becomes a real thing, that the listeners can help get excited, generate some momentum in this, and that'll spark a motivation in Jose.
That'd be so cool, and like people can meet up with him on the route. I mean, this is awesome, Jose. I'm so excited.
The listeners want to see this. They want to experience this with you, Jose. You're saying you wouldn't help raise money for a worthy charity just walking.
Oh, I would totally take a nap and donate a bunch of money to charity. I don't need to walk to donate to charity.
Nobody's going to donate money if you nap. Yeah. You need to do something amazing.
Sleep-a-thon!
So you can get out in the community with the listeners and they can walk with you and they can see you come through their hometown.
They'll bring watch your live stream video games while you walk.
Okay, wait.
Bring a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, there you go.
They bring you snacks. I bet people would bring you snacks on the walk. That usually motivates you.
Maybe forehead kisses.
And if we get
it's going to be sweaty forehead kisses.
We haven't figured out an official title for this yet either, but maybe you can call it like Walk to Be Woke.
Oh,
I love the title.
Footsteps on Fleek.
Footsteps on Fleek.
Okay, we're getting better.
Okay.
I may have to take a couple steps.
Dude, I will be your hype woman.
Oh, I would be so annoying.
Yeah, I'll make signs. I'll cheer you on.
Jose, you're not walking fast enough. Pick up the pace.
Oh, no.
Text in to 78592. Tell us, where do you want to see Jose walk this summer?
Ooh. Are there elevators?
Are you still thinking of doing this?
I don't think you get the point.
I think if enough people text in and get Jose on board, then we can make this happen. Jose, walk to be woke.
Jose. Oh, no.
Fortnite.
Maybe 25 steps, not 25 miles.
25 steps, we can start there.
Yeah, all
right. Hopefully
we're
going to
work on it. We'll keep an eye on the text board. But now let's get into the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to who gets asked the trivia question. If you provide the wrong answer, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose's drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Jose?
Brooke, image could not be uploaded. Fox.
All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
According to many people on our show, including our own Brooke Fox, children are tiny menaces who are not to be trusted. So with summer finally here, that means it's time to distract them as much as possible. That's why a new survey asked parents for the top 5 activities they do to keep their kids busy during this time of year. Of the top 5, 3 take place outside and 2 are inside. You need to leave the house to do all of them, and they all cost money except for maybe one. I'll tell you that number 1 on the list is going to an amusement or water park. You need to tell me the rest of the top 5 in no particular order.
Ooh. Interesting. I just set up a big... Oh, dude, you guys, I got the sweetest kid pool ever.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You were talking about getting
one. It's like 8 feet in diameter. It's got like this filter that I had to put together. Whoa. It's amazing.
Filter?
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Number 1 is amusement or water park. And the next one is inside. Ugh, I was going to say the library. Kids love going to the library. My kids do.
He said they all cost money. Does the library?
He says one maybe won't cost money. So the library would be the one that maybe wouldn't, because you can rent stuff at the library, I think, like movies, but you don't have to.
There's books there, too, that are really fun, Jose.
You really know what kids love to do for fun.
Never mind. I have outside ones.
I mean, I think you go with the stereotypical ones for the outside. Like you were saying, pool is definitely an outside one.
Right. In terms of costing money, I'm going to say zoo. Mm-hmm. Zoo or aquarium is going to be on the list, okay?
Yeah. Super fun.
Is that inside or outside?
That's outside.
All right, so you're locking down pool and zoo as your outside. Now we need 2 inside ones, but let's get the question one more time.
No, you Dude, I never said I was locking down pool.
Oh, well then what are we doing? Let's get the question one more time.
A new survey asked parents for the top 5 activities that they like to do to keep their spawn busy during summer. And I already told you that number 1 was going to an amusement or water park. Out of the 4 that are left, 2 are outside and 2 are inside, and all of them cost money except for maybe 1.
Maybe
and because
one.
It's summer, I'm going to give you a special one-time hot hookup.
Ooh.
Whisper a number into the microphone and I'll tell you what's behind it.
Can I have number 4?
She said 4.
Number 4 is bowling.
Bowling.
So the other inside one that always happens during the summer is going to the movies.
Oh yeah. Good call, Jeffrey. Locked in. Movies.
So we just need one more now. That's outdoors.
I'm going zoo or aquarium, and then I'm going to say go to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one that is actually
over the pool, you think.
Yeah.
Because there's
not everyone has beaches.
Yeah, not all the places have beaches here, Brooke.
I'm going to say beach because there's water park on there already.
Did you go to the beach when you were a kid in Idaho?
Yeah, at lakes.
There's always some type of beach.
There's like hundreds of lakes around where I grew up.
That's true.
There's always some
anywhere
sort of beach.
Anywhere with sand and water
totally.
Is a beach,
there's
Jeff.
A river.
Someone
there's a
river.
Reservoir.
Someone in Nebraska is, like, really mad at you right now.
No, there's lakes in Nebraska.
The
no,
river
no
beach?
Water in
I've never heard of a river
yes, it
beach.
Is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, LA boy. No. Not everything is, like, the Pacific Ocean beach with white sand.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Guess wrong. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go movies. Zoo or aquarium, bowling, and beach.
A survey asked parents for the top 5 activities they like to use to keep their kids busy during summer. And I already told you that number 1 was going to an amusement or water park.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 was going to the movies. You got that correct.
Good job, Jeff.
Number 3 was going to the zoo. You got that correct.
Oh, come on.
Number 4 was going bowling. You got that in
you
the special hot hookup.
Yes.
Oh.
And for number 5, you said going to the beach. And the correct answer was going camping.
Ah!
Oh,
close.
Right.
And I'm doing that this weekend.
And when you hear it, it's like, oh, of course
so
it is.
Well, we didn't get it right.
Darn
so
it.
Somebody wanted to hear I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. Oh. Brooke will sing that while she gets shocked.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl to try it. Hope my boyfriend won't mind.
All right.
Yikes.
Brooke will be performing that to your kids at the local library later this afternoon.
Yeah.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.